Although sharecropping was technically legal, the practice was widely abused by white landowners who used debts to keep African Americans tied to the land that they once worked as slaves. Sharecroppers didn't pay rent, but they didn't own any property, and today, historians agree, sharecropping was just slavery by a different name.
So many former enslaved Africans had nothing. They had no choice. At the end of the year, you owe me. No matter how hard you work, you are told, sorry.
And those cases relate directly to your cases today.
Right. After slavery, these are like 1921, 1930, 1940s, the 50s, and some of them to the 60s.
Antoinette's very first case was May Louise Miller, a woman who was held as a slave with her entire family in Mississippi until 1961. Though May passed away in 2014, Antoinette took us to see one of her brothers, Arthur Miller.
May and Arthur being two of the older sisters and brothers, they remember a lot. It took a long time before Arthur really opened up and talked.